Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 31 through 33. Note that this is the only place in the Old Testament where the term New Covenant, Brit Hadashah, occurs. Hine, yamim ba'im na'um Adonai. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord. Ve'charati et Beit Yisrael, ve'et Beit Yehuda, that I will make with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, Brit Hadashah, a new covenant. Lo habrit asher karati et avotam, not like the covenant that I made with the fathers, beyom hehezeki veyadam, in the day that I took them by the hand, lehotziyam me'eretz Mitzrayim, to take them out of the land of Egypt, asher hema heferu et briti, which my covenant they broke, ve'anochi ba'altivam, though I was a faithful husband to them, ne'um Adonai, declares the Lord. Kizot habarit asher echrot et Beit Yisrael. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. Acharei hayamim hahem, after those days, ne'um Adonai, declares the Lord. Natati et torati bekirbam, I will put my Torah within them. Ve'al libam echtavenna, and upon their heart I will write it. Ve'hayiti lahem lelohim, and I will be their God. Vehema yiyuli le'am, and they shall be my people. Now allow me to add just a few comments about this great passage from the Tanakh. Again, the only passage in the Tanakh that explicitly names the Brit Hadashah or New Covenant. And this, of course, is the same New Covenant that Yeshua instituted through the sacrifice of himself upon the cross, cutting the covenant in his own body and blood for our atonement, that is our purging or cleansing and healing before the Father upon the altar of the cross. And this, of course, commemorates his work as the Lamb of God and memorializes his sacrificial death through the giving of the covenant cup to his disciples. And through the instrumentality of the Holy Spirit, Ruach HaKodesh, writing the Torah within our hearts. That is the inner meaning of God's will and desire for our lives. But the question arises once in a while whether we're bound to observe the terms of the covenant made with Israel at Sinai, or whether this new covenant supersedes the former covenant. I hope you noticed in the reading that this new covenant is described as not according to the covenant that God made with the fathers in the days that he took them out from Egypt. And therefore, we shouldn't think of this word new in Brit Hadashah, the words Chadash in Hebrew, as renewed or restored. Look at Hebrews chapter 8, verse 13. When God said a new covenant, he made the first old, and that which decays and waxes old is ready to vanish away. So the Greek word neos there means something more than just renewed or restored. And the basic question we need to answer is whether the life and sacrificial death and resurrection of Yeshua is primarily a means to a renewed synodic covenant relationship with God, or whether it constitutes a genuinely new way of being in relationship with him. After all, Yeshua is not simply the second coming of Moses. The New Testament teaches that the new covenant is not merely the Sinai covenant renewed, but instead constitutes an entirely new and radically different way to be in relationship with God. The new covenant sets us free from the terms of Sinai by the death of the testator, it says in Hebrews 9, verse 15. So it represents God's will, and that we might serve the Lord in a new and better way. As it says in Romans chapter 7, verses 1 through 6, Hebrews 8, verse 6, and Galatians 4, 21 through 5, verse 1. In fact, the entire book of Hebrews in Brit Hadashah is devoted to this liberating and wonderful truth. We are made new creations. We are born from above. We're given a new nature. We have eternal life. We are adopted into the covenant family of God through the sacrifice of Yeshua for his people. As the Apostle Paul put it, the righteousness of God has been revealed apart from the works of Torah. That's Romans 3, verse 21. And as the book of Hebrews puts it, we have an altar whereof they have no right to eat who serve the tabernacle, and that is a reference to the older Levitical system of worship. For more information about the relationship of the Christian believer to the Torah of Moses, please see the Hebrew for Christians website, where I have many articles I've written over the years discussing these themes. Shalom, shalom, Chavrim.